New research proves that 99.9% of all children murdered in the universe is perpetrated by females. Murder is a strong word that has a lot of emotions tied to it. So let's look at this research from a scientific point of view and define murder, since it's defined as the unlawful premeditated killing of one human being by another. And murder is a synonym for kill. And kill is defined as to cause the death of a person, animal, or other living thing. Then you have to define living, which is a synonym for alive, and is defined as a person, animal, or plant living, not dead. So now we have to define child, which is defined as a young human being below the age of puberty, or below the legal age of majority, and ask, how low does the age go? Which goes back to the definition of the word alive, which means not dead. And since I have Asperger's syndrome, you can assume that I take the meaning of words and phrases literally. So I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. So in my scientific research into the number one cause of death of children in the universe, which for our discussion we will limit to this planet Earth of this era, and further limit the deaths to premeditated murder of children, according to my definition, and the recorded deaths of children on this planet. That said, most men would agree with this research, based purely on the logic of the statement and history itself, whereas women will argue this point, to the point of the whole argument being pointless, since it will not change the data in this scientific research, but it will not stop them from arguing about it. So I can see that this research will upset a lot of women, but in the pursuit for the truth, a scientist must answer for the data. And just the facts. And the facts are that if you research the most common cause of death of children around the world, you will find that in 99.9% of all such reported deaths of children, it was the woman who perpetrated the death of their own child. In nature, it's not uncommon for the female to kill the male after their children are conceived, but uncommon for them to murder those children. Let's face it, that species would self-destruct if that happened. And I am not saying that women are eating their children, like the black widow eats her husband. That would be disturbing. But I am saying that as a species, this is a sign that the human race is self-destructing. I have to admit that my research only took a few minutes to complete, once I decided to find out if this was even true, because the reason I came to this conclusion was because of a nightmare I woke up early to, and could not go back to sleep, because this thought disturbed me so much that at first I could not believe it was true, till I was fully awake. As if I was in shock that I had never heard about this before, this nightmare, only to wake to find out that it's all true. Women are mass murdering their own children, and no one on this planet is even acknowledging it because of the word unlawful, which I neglected to define until this moment. Because that is the only reason that this could be hidden from public view. I mean, how can a society of civilized human beings allow its females to mass murder its children? And the answer is because they made it legal. This nightmare started off with the 911 video of a plane flying into the Twin Towers, disappearing into the building like it was made out of butter instead of the concrete and steel it is made out of, the one the media kept showing over and over again, till you have that image embedded in your mind forever, only to be shown a picture of the Twin Towers from Battery Park 13 years later, and realizing that it's impossible to get the angles of the buildings to align in a way that makes it possible for the video to be real, meaning that it's a computer-created video, or a hoax. Because it's clear from analyzing this video that all three buildings are in focus, and that would mean that this camera has the capability to simultaneously focus on every object in its view. Not only that, but this camera has high-speed capability, so that it can be slowed down with no blurring of objects moving at high speed. And this camera does not exist on this planet for any price. And even if it did, what would be the point? It does not look real, because the human eye does not see things this way in real life. And since it was done before the actual event, it means that whoever said they took it had knowledge of the event before it happened. Not only that, but they knew exactly when and where the plane would hit the building, making this a conspiracy, even 13 years after 9/11. Everyone knows who said took this video, and it's clear that this person is guilty of a crime, yet no one wants to do anything about it but complain to people who allow their women to murder their children. So I got to thinking that maybe this too is just a conspiracy. At least that explains why no one really wants to talk about it. Then this nightmare took a different twist and shifted into a headline in the news that read, "Man with Asperger's Syndrome murders 7 people and injuring 13. Prompting for laws to take away the rights for people with a known mental illness to own guns. This sounds like a conspiracy, but it's not. And keep in mind that a headache is technically more of a mental illness than Asperger's syndrome is. So be careful for what laws you vote for. Voting made murdering children legal. So let's face it. Statistically, more people have been murdered by people with headaches than they did by people who have Asperger's syndrome. So it's clear that the government just wants to take the guns away from everyone. But that is just a conspiracy theory. Dreams can be very strange. A lot of seemingly unrelated incidents come together to form a nightmare, in which you wake to find out the truth of the matter, which is society is self-destructing, and nobody is willing to stand up and say, "Wait a minute here, something is not right with this picture. The laws do not protect our children. They allow them to be murdered by their mothers, and that cannot be right, not in the eyes of God, but God is just a deity to most of you, when scientifically I have proven that God exists. But this is all about science. How scientifically I prove that women are responsible for 99.9% of all children recorded death in the world. And no one really cares. Nor do they really care about 9/11. Or why they are pushing for laws to take away the rights of people with Asperger's syndrome. No one really cares. They allowed this to happen, and they have allowed those responsible to get away with murder." For those who do not believe that this research is the truth, should do the research for themselves and determine if it's the truth or not. You must determine if this is murder in the eyes of God, not the deity God, but the God I refer to as God's particle, that God that created you at the cellular level, and ask yourself what God would think of a society that allows this type of behavior to exist. This research starts with a simple internet search. Take all the death records for all the children on this planet and determine the cause of death. and determine who allowed this death to take place. For whatever reason they have, to take a life that existed 1 minute and cause it to die the next. So I would search for males who had an abortion, which is the number one cause of children's death in the world at this time. And you will not find one in all recorded history. And you will now fully understand that it does not take a wizard to figure out. This is not a conspiracy. It's just a rant.
The Lamb Wizard in the Flesh will rant in Step Zero, Child Murder. From the viewpoint of the light side, in comes the dark side can understand. Society is what you make of it, and in this society you made women into mass murderers who have no moral fiber in their being, and it's because the men have none either. So the future of all humans is in question, because it's clear that the human race is self-destructing. The answer is clear that for society to evolve, sheeple must own up to their part in society, and stop acting like animals, and acting like they are a higher form of life, when their very nature is disgusting. In a world gone mad, there is only one hope for humanity, and that hope is that people will take charge of their life and take back control over the world they live in and grow a backbone and stand up for what is right. Or you can do what I just did and rant about it, because I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light wizard in the flesh.